To kick things off tonight, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to $250,000 ring earner and Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jeremy Moore. Jeremy, I know you've got a lot of things to share with everyone.
All right. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I sure can, Jeremy. Go right ahead.
All right. Thank you, Dad. Well, good evening, everyone. I just want to share a couple of housekeeping notes with everyone on the call. I know everyone is preparing and really, really striving hard here at month end. There's just so much momentum we have as a team, as an organization. As a matter of fact, we've hit an 18-month high Mad Streak bonus for the More Success team already this month. So congratulations to you guys. I know you guys are going to close strong, but just wanted to really put a reminder out there, you know, for everyone that's going for the business builder bonuses that are on the table this month. Really deep, reach down deep in your teams and your organizations to make sure all those folks hit Performance Club and PC Pro this month. And for everyone in your on your teams that are striving for senior director, make sure that those folks that achieve senior director, they're in PC themselves, because that's what really locks them into that that business builder bonus pool. But just really, really, really wanted to emphasize to you guys how important it is this month to get as many folks on your team in PC and PC Pro, just so that you and them alike are in that pool to be able to triple their bonus in Salt Lake City, because this month is a critical month. Usually we talk about critical months at the year end and things of that nature, but this month, the month of April, is so it's really essential for you guys to position yourselves and your teams to position themselves in order to triple their PC bonus in Salt Lake City. So just wanted to make that emphasis. Also, you know, coming up this summer, we have our team retreat in Phoenix. You know, registration is really impressive right now. We'll like to congratulate you guys. You guys filled up our team room block. Stephanie reached out to the host hotel over the weekend. They granted us 10 more rooms. There's only two of those rooms left. Stephanie's putting a call out tomorrow. I can't guarantee that they'll give us more rooms, but we are trying. I know we've had several texts and things today. Guys, to ensure you and your team slot at the discounted rate and admission to the water park and all that stuff for our Phoenix event, all the details are on our More Success Team Facebook page. But we are working to try to secure more rooms. We've already secured an additional rooms. Those sold out. There's only two of those left, and we will work on that, trying to get more. But we can only get as many as we can get. But so make sure that your teams, your organizations know that they need to take advantage of that room block while it lasts. The third thing that I really wanted to share with you guys tonight is next week, and this is really important, our team call this Monday night, More Success Team Leadership Call, we will be moving this call up 1 hour. And so instead of being 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, it will be 8 p.m. So starting next week, starting next Monday, this call will be at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're doing that for a couple reasons. The main reason is we are in conflict right now with the Lady of Justice call, and I've had several people reach out to me, and we want all of our team members that want to plug into that the Lady of Justice movement, which I strongly encourage that everyone does that. They're not having to pick one or the other. So we will move this call up to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time starting next week, which means that the very first Monday of every month, We do our B2B call, our solutions call. That will be bumped up 1 hour earlier. So the solutions call next Monday night will be at 7 o'clock. So from this point going forward, the More Success Team leadership call will be every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, as opposed to the time it is now. And just going to wrap up with saying, kind of give you guys my May schedule as it looks like right now. May 7th through the 9th. May 7th through the 9th, I will be in the Austin, Texas market with Barbara and Manley Wilson and our teams and stuff. So we'll be doing several events down there. Plug into that South Texas calendar, and you can see the different events. We'll be doing some team-specific deals there in addition to the corporate business briefings. On May the 11th, I'm going to be doing the Fast Start in Oklahoma City for the Oklahoma City market. May the 21st through the 23rd, I'll be going out to North Carolina on May 21st. We'll be in the Raleigh and Durham markets with our team leader, Mr. Tony Barkley. On the 23rd, I'll be out there with in Charlotte with our team leader, Mr. John Rodriguez. And we'll be getting those more specific details out to you guys so you guys can plug your folks into those markets as the time gets up on us. And then June 7th through the 9th, I'll be in Albuquerque with Miss Joan Buckner. So May 7th through the 9th, I'll be in Austin. I'm doing the Oklahoma City Fast Start training on the 11th. The 21st through the 23rd will be in North Carolina. And then June 7th through the 9th, I'll be in Albuquerque. So with that being said, just those get the housekeeping notes out of the way tonight. But it's really my privilege and honor to be able to announce and introduce our trainer this evening. Really somebody that I've really admired from afar for quite some time. I've had the opportunity to kind of get to know her and her story a little bit better over the last couple of months. But somebody's absolutely killing it in Legal Shield. And she's I won't take away from her story. I'll let her share that with you. But someone that I'm so excited to be able to introduce you guys to, the newest $100,000 ringer on the More Success Team. I'm getting a lot of feedback, Dad. Is there a way we can clear some of that out? But anyway, the newest $100,000 ringer on the More Success Team from the great state of Utah, my friend, Miss Deanne Foster. Deanne, are you with us?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and I just, before you get started, just want to let folks know that you will be one of our key trainers on stage at our Phoenix event, our team event this summer, and you're going to share a little snippet of what the folks are in store for when they come to Phoenix this summer. So I will just turn the call over to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm so excited and delighted to have this opportunity. And, you know, my story, I've been doing Legal Shield for 15 years. And so some people might say, wow, and you're just now getting your 100K ring. And so to that, I just say I was willing to go through the journey. I was willing to do whatever I needed to do to learn the lessons I needed to learn. And apparently there were quite a few. It had taken me 15 years. But if anyone had said to me in the beginning, well, it might take you 15 years to get your 100K ring, and are you still want to do it? Of course. The answer would be, of course, absolutely, I'm going to do it. So I wouldn't have said, well, okay, in that case, then no, well, I'll just go take the $10 or $12 an hour job. No, I wouldn't have done that. So it's been an incredible, exciting journey, ups and downs. There have been times when I wanted to quit. And I did quit for 10 minutes, and then I got back to work. So it's the whole point here that I'm trying to make is it is doable. If I can do it, and it takes me, anybody can do it. I get frustrated sometimes when people say that because it's different for everybody. Everybody has a different journey. Everybody has a different path. And so what I hope to do in the training in Phoenix is to give you some understanding of the lessons I've learned along the way. And some of them took me a while to figure out. I'll be honest. I hope, though, to pass those along to you and perhaps help you to increase your speed of success. Maybe if I can help you, give you some of these things I learned, it might help you, so it won't take you 15 years. We need you to do it as soon as possible. So hopefully these lessons that I've learned, I'm going to share with you. And like he said, like Jeremy said, I'm going to be giving you some snippets of some things that I'll be training on in Phoenix. So when I was new in the business and beginning to understand the whole concept of the 100K ring and, you know, the levels of advancement and everything, and I wanted so badly, I have to tell you, I saw an incredible vehicle when I first took a look at Legal Shield. I was absolutely amazed, and I thought, of course I've got to do this. I saw so many positives. It absolutely resonated with me. And I don't think that's an accident. I think there was a reason that it resonated with me. And so I'm going to just first throw that out to you. If Legal Shield resonated with you, it was for a reason. And I think a lot of people felt that it resonated with them. They wanted to do it. It made sense. They saw the value. And then they jumped in, and it got a little hard and challenging, and they went on to something else. And they didn't realize that there were some incredible lessons to learn and incredible people to become in the process. So I remember thinking when I would look at those 100K ring owners and I'd listen to them, I just want to tell me exactly what you did. I will do exactly what you did. And that's the wrong question. There's no way for anyone who has gotten to that point to share exactly what they did, and for anyone else to follow exactly what they did wouldn't get them the ring. Everyone has, there is absolutely no two pathways to the 100K ring, to the 200K, to the million ring that are exactly alike. So, but what we can do is share some things that we've learned. I've taken many, many notes. I have journals of notes that I've taken from trainings and, you know, applying those things, the things that resonated with me that I felt like I needed to do. So what I hope to do then is to share some of those things with you tonight, some of those snippets. And I want to start off with personal development. And that's what this training is all about, is personal development. You're going to get lots of different kinds of trainings in Legal Shield, from stage trainings on how to recruit, trainings on how to lead a team, trainings on how to run a business. And what this training is that I'm going to share with you are some personal development tips and strategies. So speaking of personal development, I think it's really, really important to understand. One of the lessons I learned fairly early on was that everyone performs to the level of their personal development. So I'll just say right now, that helped me. That helped me a lot because, first of all, it helped me cut myself some slack. Not that, oh, well, now I don't need to try so hard. It helped me cut myself some slack in that, okay, well, if everyone performs to the level of their personal development, then where am I stuck? Because if wherever I'm stuck, then I just need to fix that. And so wherever you're stuck, take a look at what's happening in your business. Have you made your list? If you haven't made your list, why haven't you? Are you stuck on that? Figure that out. Why am I not making that list? What's holding me back? See, we all perform to the level of our personal development. So if you can figure that out, if you can say, well, I've got my list and I've started calling, but nobody's willing to listen or take a look. They're all kind of backing away from me. Okay, let's figure that out. What's going on? Why do you think they're doing that? Let's go learn. Let's go grow ourselves to figure that out. Now, maybe you are making those appointments and you're talking to them, but nobody's buying from you. Nobody's signing up with you. Okay. Well, then that's as far as you've developed. Let's expand you a little bit. Let's grow you so that people will listen and will buy and will join. So it's not that, oh, this thing resonated, it's such a great company. Oh, actually, it's not. It just doesn't work. No, this is your opportunity to grow. So look for where you are getting stuck. Now, you can always decide that it's just too much work. You may not be willing to put in the effort to raise yourself and increase your level of personal development. Some people misunderstand why they are not succeeding. They believe that this business wasn't for them after all. It just doesn't work, when in reality, it may have only taken a small amount of tweaking in just a few different areas, and they would have been seen unbelievable growth in their business. See, sometimes it's not a huge earth-shattering shift we have to make. Sometimes it's just a few little things. And I don't care where we are in our lives. We can find the resources to grow ourselves and raise ourselves to the next level, to a new level, to great heights. There are books out there for everything. There are trainings for everything. There are seminars for everything. Wherever you're stuck, there is help. And I remember listening to a training that the great Jim Rohn did where he posed the question. He said, where do the millionaires go for personal development and mentoring? I'm like, wait, do millionaires need personal development and mentoring? Yes, they do. If they want to keep growing, they do. But where do they turn? He said, we turn to the billionaires. It's like, okay. So, again, there's always room for growth. No matter, I know there are people out there that are way far further along in their personal development than I am. But the whole point here is it doesn't matter. Wherever we are, there's room for growth, and we can do more, and the resources are there for us. So personal development is absolutely key, and it's a lifelong pursuit. Next tip I want to throw out there is facts versus truth. So the mistake a lot of people make in this business and in life in general, honestly, is that they judge their success based on the facts instead of on the truth. Now, when I share that with people in trainings, I oftentimes will get a bit of a confused look. They'll be like, what's the difference between the facts and the truth? So let's take a look at it. Let's just say that you're stuck at manager, or anybody, whoever out there is stuck at manager. They can't seem to get to director. They're recruiting, and many of their recruits are falling by the wayside. They don't show up. They're fakers, whatever. So that associate goes around seeing themselves as a manager. I'm a manager. I must not be meant for director. And so in their minds, that's the best they can do. They're a manager or direct, wherever you are, associate. I'm an associate. That's me. And that's the fact. That's as high as they see themselves going. They'll never be an executive director, apparently. Apparently it's just not meant for them. So their mistake there is seeing the facts and not the truth, because the fact is, yes, you're a manager. They're a manager. But the truth is, you're an executive director or a platinum executive director. Whatever your heart desires, that's the truth. The fact that you may be broke financially is not the truth. The truth is you are wealthy beyond measure if that's what you desire. So again, when I share this with people in trainings, a lot of times they're looking at me like, come on, I know what's in my bank account, and I don't have wealth beyond measure in my bank account. But it's just the same as if I held up, an apple seed and asked you, what is this? And you said, that's an apple seed. Well, yes, that's the fact. That's the fact. That's an apple seed. But the truth is, it's an orchard. It's an orchard. Now, sure, we need to plant. It needs to be nurtured. It needs time to grow to become an orchard. But the truth is still, it's an orchard, even though the fact is that it is an apple seed. So that's the truth. And so what's your truth? What's the truth about you? So hopefully we'll be able to dive into that and help you discover that a little bit better in Phoenix during that training. I'm also excited in Phoenix to be able to share some visualization techniques with you. Now, I don't know where you are in your belief about visualization and how helpful it is. I know in the beginning when I began to hear about, to me, visualization, meditation, they were kind of interchangeable. And it felt a little woo-woo to me. And I kind of was like, well, let's kind of reserve that stuff for the Tibetan monks. But what I came to find out is how powerful it is. It's absolutely powerful. And I'm excited to share with you some very simple, awesome, powerful techniques. Because there is great power in visualization. And if it's a tool that is wielded appropriately and well, it will really change things dramatically and exponentially. So a lot of times that in working or using that tool, sometimes the expectation is we'll be seeing things change very quickly, and it doesn't always happen that way. Sometimes it's a gradual change, and you have to stay with it. So, again, I'm going to be sharing some of those techniques that I think they're fun. They're actually fun. You can really have a lot of fun with it, and it's enjoyable. And I think you'll really enjoy what I'm going to show you there. Another great lesson that I had to learn along the way was learning to understand my relationship to money. Now, some of you out there may just have great relationships with money from the get-go. Apparently, I did not. I didn't know. I didn't know that I didn't. And I'm going to share with you during that training in Phoenix, I'm going to share with you some of the experience that I had in understanding and learning that, what my relationship was with money. In the beginning, apparently, it became, I learned that I hated money. Now, if someone did say that to me, why do you hate money so much? And, you know, I was like, well, I don't hate money. Who hates money? Nobody hates money. Well, no, it's not true. The truth was I hated money, and I had to figure out why. And so I'm going to be talking about that in Phoenix as well. If you don't figure this one out, you will stay stuck at whatever level of earning you are now. Whatever level of earning you are now, this is a key component, is what is your relationship to money? And sometimes that discussion makes people feel a little bit uncomfortable. I went from hating money to having a tremendous amount of respect for money. And we have we get along very well now. That's really changed some things for me. So I'm going to be working with you a little bit on that and discovering a little bit about what you're, and you know what, you don't have to wait for Phoenix. Have that conversation with yourself right now, not out loud, or at least do it in private so people don't think you're a little crazy, but have that conversation with yourself. What is my relationship to money? And start looking at the way you treat money, how you spend money, what you do with it, because that's going to be really key in that. And it's going to require a good, healthy respect for money for you to be able to increase. You can work as hard as you want. You can do as much as you want. You can do all the right steps in your business. You can follow the 10 core, and you will get stuck at some point if your relationship with money is not correct. So we're going to do a little bit of work on that. Super important to understand that God needs all good people to succeed. He needs them to succeed and earn as much money as possible so they can do as much good as possible. So whatever version of God you hold to, it is really important and imperative that you know that he wants and needs you, each of us, to be successful. He needs as many of the good people of the world to have as much access to money as possible. I want you to think for a minute and consider if all the money in the world is in the hands of only in the hands of evil people, we're doomed. And yet, some of God's most or his most God-fearing people, some of the most God-fearing people in this world, on this planet, who would and could do the greatest good, walk around believing that if God wanted them to be rich, he would make them rich. So if they're not rich, it's because he didn't mean for them to be rich. I'm telling you, that is not how it works. He simply needs us to learn how to be good stewards. And sometimes that takes some time and effort. And so we have to commit to that process of learning. I really am going to be talking about the direct correlation between success and generosity. At the retreat, I'm going to be sharing with you one of the most profound lessons that I have learned in my process of earning the 100K ring. And when I learned it and applied it, my income escalated very quickly. All right. So these are just some of the universal lessons that if, you know, if you'll make the commitment to continue learning and properly applying what you learn, all of us, I say you, I mean me, all of us, will without question become successful and more successful. We'll keep expanding and growing. We'll keep being able to do more good. I'll never forget from stage when Lisa and John Schiller, I think it was their 300K ring, she said, we still haven't made enough money, and none of us have made enough money until all the sex trafficking is gone, all of the illnesses have been eradicated, all of the abuse has been eliminated. There is so much good to be done in this world, and we all need to go out and do it, and God needs us to do it. So we will become successful if we'll stick with the process, we'll keep applying, properly applying the things that we learn. It's absolutely possible to achieve executive director and beyond, earning the 50K ring, the 100K ring, the 200K ring, all the way up, as high as you want to go. So again, I want to have a lot of fun in Phoenix in our training, in addition to all of the amazing training that you're going to receive. I'm eager to give you just some understandings of some of the lessons that I've learned along the way, and hopefully we'll have some fun doing it. That's my plan. When I look around me at all the opportunities abound for every one of us, I feel so blessed that Legal and Shield and I found each other. I don't believe it was by accident, nor do I believe it was just by accident that you saw the value, that this opportunity resonated with you. Whatever challenges we may face, whatever ups and downs we will go through, I truly believe that this is the best gig around, and success is absolutely inevitable when we figure out where we need to grow and go out and do it. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeremy.
Well, thank you so much, Deanne. That was a phenomenal job. I hope everyone took a lot of notes on that. And really, again, congratulations on all your success. And I know you're just getting started. So thank you so much for pouring into us tonight. We really
appreciate it. Thank you. Absolutely.
Thank you. All right, guys. What we're going to be doing over the next several weeks is we're going to be highlighting some of our trainers that are going to be on stage in Phoenix at our team event. So just to try to reemphasize the importance of plugging you and your organizations there. And if Ms. Foster is any indication, you definitely want to make sure as many people as possible is locked into that event. And just kind of to close things out, just want to reiterate the time change for next Monday night's call will be from, it will be 1 hour earlier, so it will be 8 Central Standard Time. The solutions call will be at 7 Central Standard Time. So make sure, and we'll put that information out, but just make sure you and your teams that are aware of that, and just like Papa always said, continue to put God first in your life, your family second, and Legal Shield third, and everything else will take care of itself. Thank you guys for joining us this evening. God bless you all, and have a great evening. Good night, everyone.